Vermont Congressman Peter Welch held his town hall with Vermonters solely to discuss the president's plan to have a limited and proportional strike to respond to chemical weapons use in Syria. He says the idea is weighing heavily on Vermonters.
The one thing that I was really pleased at was that the president did decide to come to Congress for authorization. And that means that as your member of Congress, I have to vote on that, yes or no. But more importantly, it means to me is that you get to have a say. You get to be involved. And in the past, too many decisions were made by presidents that got us into wars that we shouldn't be involved in. And Vermonters are rightly furious about that.
Welch says he was among the members that asked Obama not to take action unless he allowed Congress to vote. He has seen, quote, enormously engaged discussion and expressions of big concern, unquote, in Vermont. Beverly Dowell from Linden has a grandson in Afghanistan who has served two tours of duty.
I'm not confident that we won't have boots on the ground if it escalates.
I'm in strong agreement with you about no boots on the ground. I think there is a danger. If you take military action, things happen that you don't intend. So I think anyone who dismisses any possibility of boots on the ground is overconfident. Our next question comes from Frank Mooney in Jericho.
Congressman, sounds like you made up your mind against doing this, and I'm worried that the message that we're sending to Hezbollah and Iran and these other folks who are prepared to do this kind of horrible stuff is, well, do it.
You've got a point. You know, this is a situation where whatever decision that the Congress makes, there's going to be a lot of heartache about whether there are going to be some consequences. I want to go to Elizabeth in Jericho.
If we bomb another country, they have every right to bomb us.
Mm-hmm.
That violence will lead to violence, and I am not in favor of that at all.
We have another question or comment from Adrian McLean in Pollitt.
This is an intervention that is already making a difference. We had not seen or heard accounts of any chemical weapons since August 21st. And I think the offer from Assad and from the Russians is a major development.
On the western side of Lake Champlain, New York 21st District Congressman Bill Owens held a constituent telephone town hall at the same time. He told callers that the economy continues to produce jobs, a key issue for him and the district.
We need to make sure that more of those jobs come to our communities. I consistently reach out to economic development groups trying to find ways to help them create jobs in our communities. I can also tell you that we will work hard to get compromise as part of a program down here, get bipartisanship working, and making sure that the decisions I make are fact-based decisions.
Callers brought up a gamut of issues, including NSA surveillance. Others asked for his help with a federal agency. Connie from Moores had concerns about agriculture.
Don't you think we should put our food supply higher on our list of national security priorities? Don't you feel that our leaders should at least pass a farm bill? It's morphed into a food bill with ag attached. Leads me to ask why you can't decouple the farm bill from the food bill so each can be addressed properly.
I'm a strong supporter of passing the farm bill that was put on the floor, decoupling. That's very, very difficult.
Dave from Hudson Falls, meanwhile, raised questions about the future of the Postal Service.
What can be done to really not eliminate the Postal Service, because it's a much-needed business? And, you know, we're talking about jobs here, too.
If we got rid of the pre-funding obligation, if we stimulated the post office's ability to work with other delivery systems, we would have at least a break-even, if not a profitable enterprise.
Peter Welch is Vermont's only congressional representative. Bill Owens' district is one of the largest east of the Mississippi, covering an area of about 16,000 square miles. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.